This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And it's a gorgeous day, and I believe, isn't summer officially over today?
I don't think so. Is it?
No, it's a little bit
later.
It's later. Not right now.
Okay, so we're still in summer.
It was officially over for me Tuesday because the kids went back to school.
Right. Mm. Yeah, but isn't that kind of like the start of, like, I mean, I remember when my kids went back to school. It was like, woo-hoo!
You know what's funny? I'm usually opposite of everyone else. I look forward to summer, but I don't look forward to school getting out because I always, like, I have so much I want to do, projects before the kids, you know, I'm not ready for them to get out. And most people are very anxious. And then at the end of the summer, I don't want them to go back because I'm enjoying, you know, not having that routine and getting up early every morning. And I'm enjoying them. And most people are like, get out of here. But this year was different. This year I felt like their taxi cab. My oldest, he started with one client.
With Elaine, right?
Yes, he started with Elaine and ended up with three more clients. Had four clients working. He made over $1,000 this summer at 14 years old, working
That's
in people's
great.
Yard. But I was his taxi. I didn't get any of that money. and his schedule keeper, because I got to work it around my schedule. I felt like 10 times a day, I felt like I was on trips back and forth to my house with cross country and football and work. And so this year, I was ready for school to start.
I was going to say.
And this is Dad that you're all hearing, George Lawrence.
I'm in the background here.
He's here.
I'm listening.
And I'm sure we're going to talk about some recipes. And just, you know, I'm not sure what happened with Sarah. Sarah Beaudry from In Town Manchester, she was supposed to give a call in. And maybe it'll be 1:45. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I told her 12:45, right? Yeah, 12:45. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I want to just tell listeners out there, if you were listening and you were anxious to hear about In Town Manchester, it's going on next Wednesday. It's, you know, I didn't even write. Wait a minute. I got it right here. I got it right here. 5 to 8. It's Wednesday, September 14th. Tickets. You do need to purchase tickets. You can go to In Town Manchester, which is right in the plaza at 1000 Elm Street. Or you can go to intownmanchester.com. And it's really the funnest event of the year downtown. Well, besides the taco tour. Maybe it's
right,
even,
yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, they're like the two big events of the year here in downtown. But all the restaurants, they pair up with a retail. And then there are some that are just scattered all over the place. I believe Red Arrow, we're going to be in the plaza outside. And then Midtown, I think, is going to be out on the sidewalk.
Where we're in
Papa
Color? The new place here. Yeah, Papa Color.
Have you seen?
Oh, is it open?
It is open.
Oh,
it's been
open
a little over a month. Yeah. You are going to die.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I go by there, it wasn't ready. But
it's ready. Oh,
all
my
right.
goodness.
I'll have to peek in after.
Yes, but it's a fun night out, and there's entertainment throughout the week.
That's reasonable, isn't that lower?
It's $15 if you pre-buy.
Oh, there it is.
$20 the day of.
It's worth pre-buying.
So it definitely is worth pre-buying.
Plus, you can eat all evening.
You can eat all evening at all the restaurants.
It doesn't get any better than that.
A great, you know, it's a fun night out. Everybody's usually out.
Taste of downtown.
And it's a taste of downtown. Yep, right in Manchester. So. Again, intownmanchester.com. There we go. All right. And if Sarah still calls in a little bit later, we can, you know, still chat about it. So Dad, what, I know, you know, like I said at the beginning, I said, Dad's coming on. I think he might be talking a little bit about burgers, but then he made some tenderloin this weekend. And then
I got them both.
I think that people will love to hear, Tracy included, your potato that you made.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the tenderloin.
All right, let's do that. And after that, I just want to run by quickly the three good choices when you have hamburger ground at your favorite meat store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Makes a big difference. We studied it for the restaurants. We go in depth, and we came out with a premium result. And I think everybody should know about that. But at home, I don't know. I never used to really go crazy over tenderloin. But, you know, cooked right, prepared right.
Tenderloin.
They were talking pork tenderloin,
no,
right?
Beef. No, beef. I'm sorry. Beef tenderloin.
Okay.
Beef tenderloin. Number one, there's all kinds of variations of tenderloin. They all come from the good old beef guy, beef person, cow, whatever, steer, it would be the right name. You know, you can buy it on discount. You get what you pay for. You'll find it very soft. I want to be mushy before you cook it. After you cook it, it gets to the right texture. It tastes okay. You say, yeah, that was a good tenderloin. But as you go up the ladder, and the up the ladder right now in Manchester is between $15.99 and $16.99 at your best butcher. And it is to die for. Number one, it's been trimmed. Trimmed perfectly. There's not one piece of fat on it. It's a morsel of meat that you just treasure. And what I do is just put a little EVO oil on it, just that here, nothing much. Season it, and it's salt, pepper, garlic, onion, granulated. And I always like the touch of the way it looks, because if you can see it better, you can eat it better. You like it. And I always put a little parsley flakes on it. Just looks more appetizing. You let it set for a couple hours, all you need. Let it warm up a little bit. Be careful in the 90-degree days.
Before you cook it.
Yes, makes a big difference.
Like come to room temperature.
Come to room temperature.
I've heard that.
But be careful when it's 90 out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then you want it to just go up to maybe, you don't measure it, but 60. It's a couple hours because it comes in really cold. It's 30, 32, 33. And that's it for that. And then I'll prepare my potato, which I found, we did it three times this summer. You just take a good russet potato. Wash it, clean it, and oil the outside with EVO or Westin.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah, just oil it and just sprinkle a little salt all over it. Not a lot. Not a lot. You don't have to do nothing heavy. Anything heavy is overdone.
Right.
Just salt a little bit. It falls off, but some of it sticks. Then you just split it in half the long way, the long way. And in a flat sheet, something that won't twist, because I had a twist nightmare. You know, too thin of a pan that's flat, like a pizza tray.
It gets, something like, warps.
They go rank with the heat, go the opposite way. Never mind.
Yeah.
On that, the actual recipe for about, I think it's four potatoes, is a stick of butter. But I reduced it to a half because I only do two couple potatoes. And you put that in, you let it melt. And you don't have that much there. And sprinkle it with Parmesan cheese. Quite a bit of
it.
Surprising. All Parmesan. Then you take that potato and you face it down, the cut side down on that Parmesan. You bake it in your oven pre at 350. 350 is all it is for about 45 minutes. I can't tell you how good it is. You pick it up and the edges are crusted gold. And underneath the face of it is there. So you can have it either way. Diane only likes baked potato. So I fooled her. I put it down. She says, how come you only give me half?
So you put the butter on a pan.
And then put it on there and cook it that way.
Now, the butter, did you melt first or did you put pads of butter?
No, you have to melt it.
Melt it a little bit
so it goes everywhere. Because the Parmesan it just melts in to the butter. It's gone. And like I said, I put it face down on that. So when you pick it up, it's surprising. Whoop. It's clean. But I did spray it. I sprayed it with a garlic spray. I sprayed it with garlic spray I have. I usually give it that little hint of garlic, not much. And I faced it down to make her think she was getting a baked potato. It is a baked potato. So we split it. She puts butter. I said, be careful. There's plenty of butter. She looks at me like I got two heads. You know, she likes butter. Then you bite through it. And I'm telling you, I'm just stretching it a little bit, but then you get down to the Parmesan, you can't believe what the hell you're eating. It's that good. And paired with that tenderloin, which is it depends how thick you get it. It's the trouble when you spend a lot of money per pound in these good places. It's thick. And it's harder to cook. So I use a sear. It's like a sear master. It's very high temperature. It's the first time I have to actually bring it down because it's so thick. So I bring it down to medium. It's heavy. And just cook it both sides. It was right around 5 minutes on each side. And I did probe it because I didn't want to ruin a piece of meat, which is $10.
Yeah.
It's $10 for a portion, which isn't a heck of a lot, but it's good stuff. And you let it set maybe 10 minutes. And that's it. It was so nice. We had a nice salad with our garden tomatoes.
Now, where did you get your tenderloin? Like, where do you shop?
There's two places. There's two places right now. I only did one. Now there's two. I always go to Market Basket. in the case that makes a difference. They have a nice show display case. All their meats are great, but in the case. The other meats aren't well marbled. In the case, they're not overdone. It's just a good cut of meat. And at the Market Basket right now, it's $16.99. And the new Hannafords have that same presentation in special meats, which are Angus aged meats. Okay? And that's $15.99. They are really, really to die for. You look at that. And you won't be sorry. Anything you take in that case is the best. Now, positive is butcher shops, but I don't go to them. This is handy. Now, I know it's a little bit from the house, a little bit the other way. When I come in, I go the other way, the new Hannafords. The other stores don't have that yet. And I don't, they will. Well, I think they're remodeling the Goffstown.
The Goffstown one. It's done, a nightmare right now.
I know.
I'm patient, but which some people aren't, but I'm patient because I know it's going to be nice.
It's a little less when you go in at regular cuts. It is worth the difference.
So one other thing, talking about meats and the different cuts, I used to always try to make a pot roast and like make it in a crock pot or something. And I mean, it just always turn out hard and tough. And
it should not.
Yeah. But even in the crock pot, it shouldn't, but it was. No. So I just gave up for years. I stopped making pot roast. And I found a recipe recently that it just... it falls apart. And so it's super simple.
It's
just
not
like you
the
said.
Recipe, though.
Well, it's the meat, but it's also just being simple with the way you cook it too.
Yeah.
Low and slow.
Which we talked about.
So it was, just a chuck roast.
Right. I was just going to tell you, the chuck is your best.
Yep. And
but
if you don't know that, you just go and buy a roast.
You can do it with the pot roast at the store, but you have to make it that same thickness.
Yeah.
If you just throw it in there, it ain't going to tenderize in the middle. It's not enough heat factor.
Yeah.
I mean, we cook pot roast for all, we have pot roast at all the restaurants, and they cook 12 hours.
Wow.
At 275.
Yeah, so this one is like, these might be smaller, but it was like 250 for like 5 to 7 hours.
Yeah,
And all it said, garlic salt, for some reason, it was like the one thing you said you can't leave off of it. It says garlic salt, minced onion, pepper. Right. And then the other trick, which I did in the oven, this was in the oven versus in the crock pot. And they said, put it in a pan that's just barely bigger, instead of a big pan that's just barely bigger. It's like almost the size of the pot roast.
So it kind of hugs the pan.
It does, yeah. Okay. So it's kind of in there. And three times now I've made it, it's just fall off. It just falls apart so good, so juicy. Right. And it's just filled with it when you take it out. You don't put any water, nothing. And it's just filled with its juices.
But chuck has its best flavor when you cook it well done.
So now that I know that, talking about good
cuts of meat. Too. Now, if you cook it, you just made it too, it's too thick, it was too big.
Mm-hmm.
Split it.
Oh.
Do it in chunks. 6x6, not too thick, that thick. It'll be the same way.
Okay, good to know.
And it'll be leaner. It'll be all nice dark meat. It'll start getting the edges browned and all that.
Mm.
Covered, always covered.
Yep. And that's why I put it in, and I left that off, definitely covered. It was a smaller dish. It was like a, what are those called?
Like a 9x13?
Like a roast, but it was like a roast. It's like Princess House. Remember Princess House? And it's like a direct sales thing from years ago. So it's a glass quart type bowl that has a glass lid.
Okay.
And so, that's the point is to have it covered as well.
It's very important with the... little onions in there and the carrots.
And you don't put any water in it?
Nope, no water at all.
No, I have to.
Nope. Makes
I do
all
put, I put just a, I do put a half inch of water in it because I want to make sure I'm going to have enough broth. It adds to it.
Daryl and I, when we were at the beach, we did bring our smoker because we had just bought it. So we brought that with us. And we didn't, we cooked like 3 nights because we smoked 3 nights, but... the kitchen over there, literally two of us couldn't stand in the kitchen. You saw it down how tiny it was.
I guess so.
So, of course the smoker's outside. And then we knew people up there, and on Saturday nights they'd have like a cocktail hour and people would bring, appetizer things. Well, we brought brisket with us. Of course, everybody loved us, right?
Nice.
And Daryl found a place in Epping called Hunt's Point Barbecue. And he sells all his meats. He has a big online business because he sells to the championship barbecuers all around the country. And Daryl, he loved going there. I went with him one at a time, just talking with the owner, and just very knowledgeable on the meats, and has a lot of Kobe stuff. Like, we got a Kobe brisket, which was to die for. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I would to die for.
Okay, so now you're going to correct me because I've always said Kobe.
I say Kobe.
And is it Kobe?
I say Kobe.
That's...
I don't know the right way, because my son's name.
Yeah, Bob. Do you know?
When you said that, I didn't know what kind of meat you were talking about.
I know what you meant, but I thought maybe that's the right way to say it because my son's name is Kobe, and I didn't know there was a Kobe beef when I named him Kobe. So I hope that it's Kobe because then my kid's not named after me.
Well, is there a Y on you? No, there isn't. It's Kobe.
K-O-B-E.
It could be Bay.
I think there's an accent.
No. Yeah, right.
You would say Kobe.
Wagyu. Remember at the Wagyu. End? But that's the next word, Wagyu.
Well, anyway.
Anyways,
I don't know.
It's the first I heard it, but I haven't heard
you
that
You just like to be
it.
Fancy.
It's to die for, though. Any cut you get from Kobe is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Even the hamburger.
But what I was getting at with that, when we smoked things he catches all all the juices.
I don't know how you ever got that cut of meat, but go ahead.
You go there. They have them all the time.
Where? There.
At Hunt's Point.
Yeah, I know, because you ain't going to find that.
No, you're not going to find it anywhere.
Right, when Hunt's you said that.
You're right. It's Kobe. B-E-H. That's how we would do that, right? Kobe. Yep. You're right.
Kobe. Oh, it's got an H on you?
No, it's
how to pronounce it.
Oh, all right. Kobe.
Kobe.
Wow, I've been saying it wrong all my
Me
life.
Me too.
Well, in my life, 10 years ago, I was introduced to it.
So the juju that we've been getting from everything we've been smoking, we save it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you use it for au jus, whatever you're going to do with,
big houses
whatever.
Do. They save that.
Well, I have made the best soups. I mean, I make good soup anyway, but I'm telling you the best soups ever.
Of course you
The rich flavor of that juju. We call it juju.
Yeah, I call it
So can you do that the same thing with the pot roast? Is that the same thing?
I toss it
because I don't know what to do with it.
Oh.
Blasphemy,
you skim
sorry.
It the next morning, take the
top
off.
Oh, you do
the
that.
Off, you know, like
and
the
then the rest is
that
gold.
Metal.
That's gold
that
in
is
a bottle.
Gold.
Okay, but gold. What do I do with it?
You make soups.
All
right, you're going to teach me. Teach
gravies.
Me a wise one.
Gravies.
Oh, soup
so
Nazi.
Good.
Yeah, right. I call it au jus.
Yeah,
and Tom, remember Tom Murphy, my work first guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was Irish, so he always called it au jus. We say au jus. Mm. He'd say au jus. I always say au jus now. Everybody's got their little twerks, huh?
Yeah, Bob says the dictionary lists both pronunciations. Kobe is preferred.
Okay,
oh, my God.
Go.
I'm good to know.
So,
I get used to
I'm saying my son's name wrong, too. I'll tell him now.
Well, no, Kobe's name is right.
Yes.
Right?
But it's spelled exactly the same.
K-O-B-E?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the where we heard the name and we liked it. Right. It was before the incident. So we maybe not would have not. But yeah, that's where we heard it from. And he says Kobe. So.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
When he visits France, I'll have to be Kobe.
There we go.
You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. My dad, George Lawrence, is in the studio with us, and we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Live at the Beacon Building. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. And Dad is in the house. Shelley Wolcott, Healthy Solution Spice Blends, just joined us. She's a little busy getting us some.
I know. I'm watching her prepare our tasting.
Dad, do you have another recipe
that
you
want to? Yes, I do. I just wanted, it's just a little bit of knowledge that you learn along the way. When you're ready for hamburgers. Okay, good old hamburger. Everybody gets Chuck hamburger.
Yes, I know what you
always
about.
Chuck.
Yes.
And then they go, do I get 75, 80? Oh, no, this one's more money. I'm going to get the 94.6 is what they're pushing now. But it becomes very hard. You really don't know. You know the 94% is going to be good stuff. Don't get me wrong. But it's a mixture, as I'm trying to say. And the real best one you can get from my time in cooking, my life, was 80-20. It just has the right amount of fat. You need the fat. I know we're all fat this, fat no fat this. Hey, keep to the 20%, and you're going to have a heck of a lot of flavor. And then I got to go one step more. That's what we learned with the restaurants, because we always use fresh meat for hamburg. But certain types of chuck have connective tissues, and I don't even want to go there. It tells you enough, you know, tendons and whatever, ground fine. So the next step up wouldn't be the next step up. You get away from chuck and you start getting your good cuts. A good cut would be all made from the beef brisket. No, it's just perfect.
So
beef brisket,
it's all
ground
muscle,
right?
Muscle
a
meat.
Full muscle, a full muscle. There's nothing else but muscle, and the body thrives for full muscle meat. Now that's one. They're all the same. They're all the same. They're all good for you, but you know, you want flavor, you want taste, and you want a really good for you. It's the second and the third one, which I go 1, 2, 3. It's chuck, brisket, and the third one is shortcut. That goes quite a bit. It's a shortcut of beef, and I really don't know how that cut, where it comes from. I really don't. I did know it one time. Years ago, my dad always, had a steak. It was always a shortcut. So I don't know where it is, but it's the top, and it's the more money. So it is good stuff. I think they renamed it myself. But no, in the store where with our purveyors, we ended up with the Red Arrow with brisket. So it's 80-20 pure brisket, 20% fat. And I'm going to tell you, and it's a smaller grind. You don't ever want the coarse grind. It is one of the best hamburgers. You know, they're all saying the best, the best, the best. We all have good hamburger, but this one is really, really great stuff. And it's all it is. Brisket, 80-20. You can ask your butcher for it. They'd be glad to do it for you in a smaller grind.
So they would grind that just for you?
Yeah, just
now,
for
do,
you.
Do they do that at the grocery store?
Oh, they'll ask. Oh, yeah,
really?
You ask. They'll give you brisket. They'll give you shortcut.
Wow.
They'll give you sirloin, you know, and all that. You don't get that when you get 90 or, well, let's say 90-10 or 85-15. You get some kind of a sirloin. It'll be tips or something like that, which is great. I'm not knocking that. But the brisket I found and we found on taste testing, it's just you bite into it. It cooks quick, too. It cooks very fast. And it, when you bite it, there's no hard, not the parts. It just melts in your mouth. That's all I can say. That's my learning experience last month.
And that's what we're serving.
And we're
at
serving
all
at all diners, and we're
diners
seeing,
are no frozen. They're all
fresh,
fresh hand formed burger patties.
Right.
And
we pre measure them every morning, and they're in a ball. We make them in a ball, and you know he's got gloves on, so you don't have to worry. And he pushes. No, he does. No, that's what we worry. We worry all about that stuff. And he pushes it right down to our spec. He has a little hand machine that brings it down. But we always like a little hole in the center so it won't plump up from the center.
My husband started doing that.
Yeah, it
does
work.
What are you doing? He's putting a little hole in
the
center of the burger.
Well,
not a hole, but just a thumbprint.
Yeah, you want more than that. If you get a little bowl-like, it's going to come up just flat all around. Otherwise, it's going to go the other way. It's going to be a curve on the outside.
That's true.
But that's what we do at the restaurants, and we've had very, very good success with it. Well, I forgot right now. I didn't. We're using 250 to 300 pounds per week of this brisket meat in each restaurant.
In each restaurant.
And that's hamburger.
Wow.
Not for the American chops and all that. No, that's more.
Wow.
So, I was saying it's working. So it was an infomercial. And
no, that's delicious. Dad, you got to try this chili.
Yes, I do. That sounds great.
So let's welcome on Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly. And why don't you explain, did you hear us at the beginning talking about how I've been using your healthy solutions for everything I make?
Actually, I didn't.
Me too. And I actually have to share before we get into your recipe. Because, you know, we were talking about how we've got like so many open and all of that. I had this little two drawer thing on my countertop that I just put like knickknacks and things that you need often, you know, I just throw them in this little drawer. And I had one and my husband had one. And it was the perfect size for all my healthy solutions. I pulled all my things out of there, and now I have them like this little drawer on my counter.
Aww.
So I put all my open ones up front and then my unopened ones behind that so I can, you know, use the open ones first. And I have this whole little drawer that fit perfectly. The packages fit perfectly in that little drawer. So I have my own healthy solution spice blends drawer.
Ah, that's
See,
great.
For me, although I'm in the mode now that I've been using them a lot, I have to see them. And my healthy, and I don't really like a lot of clutter on my counter, but I do have my, I have like a small little longer burger basket that fits the packets perfectly. I can fit like 10 or 12 of them in it, and they're all right there, right on my counter.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. But so tell us what we are eating here, because, you know, when you said my worst thing, I'm going to say this, my, at fall time is when everything comes out with pumpkin stuff.
Okay.
And I do not like all that stuff. I just don't like pumpkin.
I love it.
So when you came in and said what you were making, I'm like, oh, man.
So I have to tell you, I feel the same way.
This is delicious.
But it's delicious.
This is delicious.
So remember I told you that a lot of times my husband comes home from work and I'll say, so dinner's either going to be really good or really bad, and that's why they deliver pizza? Well, so yesterday I was thinking, you know, what am I going to make for the show? And I'm thinking, you know, I've been so horrible all summer eating terribly, deliciously, but terribly.
Yes, that's me too.
So I really have been trying to focus on foods that taste like they're fattening, but that are not. Mm-hmm. And although I refuse to give in and admit that fall is coming, because come on, it's going to be 90 degrees tomorrow. I really felt like I wanted some chili, but I don't like to make plain old chili. So anyway, so I started searching around and saw the pumpkin thing. I went, ugh, you know, Woody's going to hate that. I'm not a big fan of it myself. Let me try it. If it's bad, we'll I'll make something pizza. Else. Well, we'll order pizza, but I was thinking about you guys too. What was I going to bring today? So I made it and I looked at, I tasted it and I said, you know, this is pretty darn good.
It's delicious.
So it's easy, and there is nothing fattening in it, unless you put the cheese and the sour cream on top. That's the only thing that's got any fat in it.
In moderation.
And it's such a little bit.
Yeah.
Such a little bit. But it's so easy. So I'll tell you what's in it. So there's ground turkey breast.
Love ground turkey.
A can of pumpkin.
So a can of pumpkin. That's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. How is the pumpkin in here? Okay.
So you could use... I would say you could use any other squash, too, if you wanted to. The pumpkin, it gives it that pretty color that I kind of like.
Well, and it's not a strong pumpkin taste.
No, no,
no.
Because
then I wouldn't like it.
No, it is.
I wouldn't know that it had pumpkin in it.
So it was a pound of turkey, one can of the pumpkin. Yes, one can of the pumpkin, two cans of white beans. I used the northern beans. Mm-hmm. A whole packet of the authentic chili taco blend. Mm-hmm. Quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, two little cans of chopped green chilies. So I think that's what kind of gets rid of some of that pumpkin,
probably
that pumpkin thing, and a chopped onion. And I threw it in the crock pot, and I'll tell you, I haven't had a minute to do anything in weeks. So I threw it in the crock pot. I walked away, and man, the house smelled good.
Yeah,
and.
Do you have this recipe posted?
I do. It will be.
Okay.
Did your husband like it?
He did. He did. And he hates those things. Mm-hmm. He hates when I do any of the, he's got a name for them that I'm not going to say on the air, but whenever I try to do something that make it a little more fruity or healthier, but he really liked it. So I really recommend this. And, you know, for anyone who's getting back into Weight Watchers or wants a nice low carb diet, you know, you've got something here that has no wheat in it. Mm-hmm. It has no sugar in it. The authentic chili taco is a no salt, no sugar blend. So you could add some salt if you want. I have to admit that I
add at all.
I know. And Woody said that last night too, but I added a little salt to it last night and it completely changed the flavor of it, but it was really good.
Dad, what did you think of it?
Very good. It's excellent.
Thank you.
Good. Very good.
Very, very good.
And healthy.
Yep. And healthy.
That's for sure.
Since
yeah,
being
just
good.
To know it's healthy, like she explained, it makes you feel good.
That's true. We need to go on a break. Our last break. You are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. We have Shelley Wolcott in the studio. We're eating her pumpkin turkey chili with her Healthy Solution Spice Blends. Dad, I think, is leaving.
Yep.
You're leaving. Bye, Dad. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, we're going to try and get that Hunts Point guy on.
Have a nice day.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go to a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Jazzy.
Yeah. Welcome back. Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building. Stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. We're in studio with Shelley Wolcott, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can check out her blends at spiceblends.com. And we are eating her delicious pumpkin turkey chili. And like I said to, you know, Shelley a little bit, I don't like pumpkin stuff, but this is subtle. The flavors are, now see, if I would have seen that at a restaurant, I would have never ordered it.
Yeah, me either.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Now, you said it will be posted. Where can people find
it?
So the
it will be on Facebook. It'll be on our website. If you just click on recipes, it will be the latest one. Where else will it be? It'll be on Twitter. It'll be in Pinterest, on Pinterest. It'll be everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
It'll be everywhere.
You know what? We have Sarah on. So let's chat with Sarah from over at InTown Manchester. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, God. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Beautiful
good.
Day out there
excited.
Today. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Can we chat about, you know, like I explained it a little bit earlier. I said it's one of the big parties of the year in downtown Manchester.
The Taste of Downtown is one of my favorite events because I love it when I see people out on the streets walking and just really, really experiencing how great our downtown is. And it gets people into the different shops and it gets people trying the different foods. And I think downtown Manchester has changed so much over the years that it's a destination. It's a place where people are coming because of our fine restaurants and events. So this one is a really fun event and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, very fun. So maybe, you know, for listeners out there that may be in some surrounding towns, maybe let them know what is going to happen, where they can get tickets, the times and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So InTown hosts the Taste of Downtown, and we work with the different restaurants and retail businesses. And everyone comes out and kind of throws a little open house. You can check out the restaurants. We have some restaurants that actually stay in their own location, like Gaucho's. You can pop into Gaucho's and grab a bite of what they're sampling, or you can go to eVision Eye Care and see their fantastic shop, and they're partnered with Firefly American Bistro. So it's basically kind of like an open house of downtown, if you will. So it's on Wednesday the 14th, and it starts at 5 o'clock and goes till 8 o'clock. You can get tickets at InTown Manchester. We're at 1000 Elm Street, or you can purchase them online at intownmanchester.com. We have a lot going on, actually. Carol, we've got the Red Arrow on the plaza here at 1000 Elm Street, so that's one of the most anticipated spots for the Taste. And it's just really a fun night. And, you know, the tickets are $15 a ticket. And one of the things that makes me laugh is when people try to race through the Taste, if you will, thinking that, oh, my gosh, you know, I want to get every bite in for my buck, and it's really amazing how full people get. So I always try to encourage people to really take your time, enjoy, and you're gonna have a great night.
It's so fun, and like you said, you know, and we've been really lucky. I think Sarah, the weather has always held out. I mean, it's always kind of been pretty nice.
Yes, I just knocked on wood. Yes, we have been lucky,
exactly.
And you know, I'm hoping, you know, so far so good. It's looking like it's going to be a pretty good night. And, you know, this summer has been really quite warm. So, you know, hopefully that night it's sunny and a little cooler, a little breeze, and we'll be good to go.
Now, tell us a little bit about, tell us a little bit about how the tickets work. Like, what's the purpose of the tickets? Do you get like a wristband to go into different restaurants or what?
So what you will get is a wristband, and we will provide maps. So it shows all of the locations and who is where throughout the Taste. So when you purchase your wristband, you just put that on that night, and then we have maps all along the Taste. So you can get a map at 1000 Elm Street. You can download one on the website. You can go to some of the stops along the Taste, and they will have maps as well. And so really the map just kind of lets you know where everyone is, and the bracelet just signifies that you have purchased your ticket, and thank you very much for your purchase. A lot of people ask, too, what does that ticket, where does the money go for those tickets? And InTown is the business improvement district nonprofit for downtown. And so we do all of the flowers in downtown. We do graffiti removal. We do a lot of events that are for free. This is the only event that InTown charges for. And it's a direct fundraiser to go into beautification of downtown. So if people, wonder, where is that going? It comes to InTown and it goes immediately back into downtown. So we're always so thrilled when people come and are willing to donate their money to InTown and enjoy the evening. So that's kind of how that all works.
And then you also have, just so listeners know, I mean, it's really a night out. I mean, you go and downtown is massive, lots of people just walking all around, strollers and kids and all that. And then you have some entertainment as well.
We do. We have three or four different performers that are sprinkled in throughout the taste. We have some on Hanover Street. We have someone performing at the Plaza. We have Hanover Street. We've got some, and Lowell Street. So it's really it's nice. And we also have some artists that actually come out with their different crafts. And again, it's local. It's highlighting the different things and different artistic mediums, I guess, that Manchester has. And we're really kind of bustling right now at the seams with the different artists and musicians. There's so much talent. And then you add in food and wine, and it's like, ooh, this is my kind of evening.
Fun, yes. Fun. It's always really, really fun. And, you mentioned Gauchos at the beginning. He's going to be at his spot. You know, listeners that are going to be attending InTown Manchester, I highly recommend you going to Gauchos because Jose over there does an amazing, and when Sarah also mentioned that, people get full. People think they're going to eat everything, but you're just not, especially if you go to Gauchos because what he gives you is crazy. He does a fantastic job.
Yeah. His is like a full-on party.
Yeah,
he puts on. It is. He does an amazing job, and he has his chocolate fountain, and he's got all different types of samples.
Crazy.
So his is really impressive. Yeah, it's really a fun night.
So if you're going by Lowell Street, what I'm trying to say, and you kind of peek up and go, I'm not going to bother going up there. Get up there. Go and check it out.
I agree totally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Red Arrow, like you said, we're going to be over on the Plaza. We're serving a little mini meatloaf dinner.
Is the Plaza the area right between...
right across from Margaritas.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
right
yeah.
in front of... It's the Brady Sullivan Plaza. And we pack it full with different restaurants, different businesses from downtown, and then we have crafts and music, so it's really a fun spot.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for giving a call in and letting us know that. And, listeners out there, again, like she said, you can get tickets at intownmanchester.com. They have a great website, and you can click on, find out what events that they do on a yearly basis. They also have downtown holiday market coming up, which is really fun, and then, of course, the Christmas
Yay.
Parade and all that kind of stuff. And maybe we can get you on when that gets a little bit closer too, and we can chat about
that. I would love that.
Anytime, Sarah, anytime.
Oh, so, thank you, ladies, so much.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Have a good day.
And I'll see you Wednesday.
Yes, for sure. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Taste of Downtown. Fun.
Yes.
So, Shelly,
yes.
Healthy Solution Spice Blends. So, I haven't seen you for a while.
I know,
I've been
all
away
summer.
All summer. I mean, do you believe how fast that goes by?
Yes.
Isn't it crazy?
It's scary.
My girl upstairs, Amanda, she's already 8 months pregnant. It's like,
I didn't even know she was pregnant at
right?
first.
I've heard a couple of people the past couple of weeks say that. Like, I didn't know she was pregnant until she stands up and it's like, whoa. And she's, she's 8 months. And time just flies by so fast. So what's been happening at Healthy Solutions? Like, have you been working on new stuff?
Well, actually, we're getting ready for the holidays. But the most exciting news is we're now going to be in a new chain of supermarkets. We're starting to be, well, the end of this month, we'll be in 10 Big Y supermarkets. They're in Massachusetts. We're very excited. If you've never been into a Big Y, they are gorgeous stores.
Big Y?
They are, yes.
Letter Y.
So they're like the letter Y, yes. Beautiful. Great stores.
Yeah. I keep hearing them on the commercials, and I didn't know what they were either. But they're in Massachusetts.
And there's quite a few of them, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow. And so for anybody that wants to check out your stuff, spiceblends.com.
Correct.
And all right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Turkey, pumpkin, chili. Delicious.
Yes,
Tracy,
very good.
Thank you. We'll see everybody next week. Bye, everybody. Okay.